in the Pattern Podcast. Make left traffic, clear for the option.
Minneapolis departure, Archer 641, Charlie 2000, climbing 3000.
Line up and wait, 7 range, 4 Mike Alpha.
Marcel 172, Romeo Hotel, hold short on the 133, ready to take off.
Albert Delta, Mike, entering the downwind for runway 25.
I'm John.
I'm Chris.
I'm Brad.
And I'm Mark.
And we are the In the Pattern Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the In the Pattern Podcast. This is QuickCast Echo coming to you live from EA AirVenture Oshkosh 2012. We are here in Camp Scholler. It's late in the day, but guess what? Who I have in the actual hangar this time? We have Chris and Brad, who have finally made it to AirVenture. How are you guys doing today?
I am good. I'm so glad to finally get here.
Yeah, doing great. Loving every minute of it.
I'm finally happy to not be coveting your experiences as I've been watching them over YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and finally I'm here to enjoy them myself.
I'm very glad that you guys finally made it out here. I guess you guys both kind of, well, Chris, we were driving in the crazy weather that we had today, but Brad, yeah. How did you fare coming in that?
We were behind it, so I could see the cumulus going up, and I was watching it a little bit on the radar and thinking, well, if we had flown in, we would have beat it and been safely on the ground and tied down and then gotten soaked. So I was kind of glad that we drove. It would have been a bumpy ride. As some of you may know from the Twitter feed, my airplane that I had signed out for my club was out of commission, so we needed to drive down in 6+ hours instead of fly down in 2. And so the weather really wasn't a factor for us, and we kept the tent in the back of the van until kind of the last minute this evening, and finally got it all set up, and life is good.
It was almost going to get fixed, and then it didn't. What was with that?
Oh, yeah. What happened was the plane was tied down at an airport that someone had flown it to, and there was a big storm that had moved through, and it ended up stretching the rudder cables and bending the nose wheel steering push rods and doing all kinds of bad things. And The A&P has brought in another IA to take a look at it, and they don't know when it's going to get done. So
it's out of commission for a while.
It's out of commission. It's been out of commission for a couple of weeks. It's going to be out of commission for I don't know how much longer.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's sad.
But at least I can drive here.
I was going to say, at least you're here.
Yeah.
And you're in Camp Bacon, which is the place to be.
That's right. Yes, Camp Bacon is the place to be. My little guy is having a blast and running around and playing with kids, and it just good to be here with friends and see everybody and touch base and tell stories and have fun.
You didn't have to fill up any air sick bags on the way if you would have flown and hit through turbulent weather.
Right. Yeah. We would have brought the hefty bags this time.
Yeah. And some pledge.
Some
4.9 bleach.
Yeah. Pine Sol.
Yeah. Pine Sol. There you go.
John came and picked me up at Appleton Airport. It's about 25 miles. South of here?
Is that right? North.
North of here, actually. And came and picked me up, and we drove through a torrential downpour getting here. We were doing like 20 miles an hour to dead stop on the freeway from time to time.
It got very, very scary. I could not see the wall beside the car.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know, 2 feet away.
The wipers were ineffective at best.
Yeah, it was crazy, but apparently this was the storm that could have possibly or maybe did flip some planes here. I don't even know.
I've heard of a Yonkers and like a couple other airplanes actually, in fact, got damaged and if not totaled.
That's crazy because, I mean, last night, too, we had some crazy weather come through. And I mean, we actually had hail for a little bit.
Yeah.
Damon Favor and David Allen were in the Piper tent at the time working on some other people's airplanes content, and all of a sudden we hear the downpour, and then we hear the clunks of hail coming down, and then water just started rushing in the tent. It was insane. I was hoping that we would have a campsite to come back to, and luckily we did.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is it was pretty much short-lived, and by the time we made it back to camp here, well, first we made a quick pit stop over to Culver's, got me fed, and checked back up with David and Damon. But then we head back over here, and it was dry. Well, not dry, but it at least stopped raining, and air show was starting to go on. So it didn't. At least it happened before the air show, and they went ahead and got their thing done. So
yeah, and the air show today looked pretty good. I kind of watched it from afar because I went back to do some editing work, and there was some new acts. It looked like the helicopter, the Red Bull helicopter, was here today, which was really that guy is insane.
Only one in the world that does that routine, and
that should not be physically possible.
Yeah.
But somehow he manages it. But yeah. I mean, helicopters technically aren't physically possible to begin with anyway.
Yeah, on paper, they don't fly, so whatever. It's an impressive machinery with an impressive pilot, for sure.
Yeah,
I've seen him fly. I didn't see him fly here. It was obviously before I came. So,
but you guys have both came kind of late in the day, but did you guys get to see anything? I know the Goodyear blimp came and that kind of stuff. What have you
seen?
Man,
the blimp was doing touch and goes all day long. I bet you did like 100 of them just after we got here.
Yeah, the blimp was busy. Saw some jets flying around. Saw a whole bunch of prop planes in the air show. Wandered up through Conoco 66 Plaza.
Did I get it right? No more Conoco.
No, Phillips 66 Plaza.
It's Aeroshell Conoco Phillips 66 Plaza Square.
There you go.
Any bets on what it will be next year?
Main area, as we've been saying, in other people's airplanes.
Yeah.
yeah, that.
Can we make it in the Pattern podcast?
I don't think we have the money for that.
We don't got the money for that? Okay, never mind. Scratch that. Okay.
But if somebody wants to sponsor us, you know.
Yeah.
Saw a C-5 come in. Saw some very exciting landings on runway 27 at the UCAP Beer Bash. Saw some people practicing steep turns at about 50 feet. That wasn't such a grand idea. Saw a whole bunch of go-arounds right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we walked basically from Camp Schaller over to Warbird area.
Warbird Alley, yeah.
Warbird Alley and checked out a bunch of stuff between here and there and just kind of took our time, which was nice. And then the UCAP tie-down party was starting at 6, so we hopped on the little shuttle that's pulled behind a lawnmower. You know,
yeah, little tram behind a John Deere tractor,
right? But we only did that for like 100 yards or so, and then we got on a bus, and it was standing room only, and that took us all the way over there. So,
you guys didn't even drive; you took the long way.
Yeah, yeah. And then you guys showed up like several hours later. Well, I was actually ready to go, and then you guys showed up, so I was there 2 more hours after I thought.
Yeah, so we were doing a lot of editing, and then we realized that we needed some more content to do for some Schaller stories and stuff for other people's airplanes. So. David kind of got his editing where he wanted it to start some churning of ones and zeros so we could go and kind of hang out and maybe they could get some footage of it. So
yeah,
that's when we decided to head over. And luckily people were still there. I didn't know if people were going to be there, but that was a blast from when we showed up. Too bad there was no beer left, but we've remedied that situation since we came back to New Bacon.
It was great to finally shake hands with the UCAP guys. That was nice. They had a great party. We had to be 50 to 75 people there at some given point.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
had Winbrandt playing guitar with his crew, and Steve Force is walking around with the Jeremiah Weed.
Yeah.
Try to pedal that off on everybody.
I took too many shots, and I only took 2 shots, but still.
So now you know how I felt last year at Potapalooza.
Yeah. And that's tomorrow.
Oh, that is tomorrow. So, Potapalooza is actually happening tomorrow on Friday at 6 o'clock, and we are going to be there, and it is going to be awesome. Yeah, so Sennheiser is sponsoring the Potapalooza. They've done some great – they've been a great help for podcasting and for other people's airplanes this week, which has been awesome. Sennheiser booth, the My Transponder, Potapalooza. We've got the Night Air Show coming up on Saturday. This is going to be a great kind of finish to Oshkosh. I think with that, we should probably go ahead and wrap this one up.
Yeah, that's about it.
So you can follow us on inthepatternpodcast.com or on Twitter at InThePattern. I'm on Twitter at Pilot Conway. Chris?
You can find me at CHOLUBAZ, that's CHOLUBAZ, on Twitter as well as YouTube.
Brad?
And you can find me on Twitter at Brad Kane. That's Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta Kilo Oscar Echo Hotel November.
Cool. And with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Thank y'all for listening. Remember, make left traffic. You're cleared for the option.